Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and coming up this week is the National Health Center Week, and we're going to be talking about what that means, and also my guest this segment is the CEO of the Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center, Don Simula, to tell us about events they have to commemorate the week, and also just to get us some, you know, education and knowledge about the family health centers located in our area. Now, of course, I'm familiar with the one up at Calumet since that's where I live, so I've been in there. It's a nice place. First, let me welcome Don Simula to our program. Welcome to Copper Country Today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, as I said, that one in Calumet is at a good clinic, but it's only one of many, so you have a pretty wide network here.
Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center has a network of clinics. The northernmost clinic is, as you mentioned, in Calumet, and our southernmost clinic is in the city of Menominee. Believe it or not, we have 9 locations, 11 practices. We serve, in our last filing with the federal government, our UDS report, served 25,000, 26,000 unique patients across our service network, and we provided somewhere in a neighborhood of 80,000 clinical visits last year.
Now, what type of services are you able to provide?
Community health centers are, by program requirement, designed to provide comprehensive primary care services to the patients, residents of communities in which they serve. Comprehensive primary care includes, family medicine, internal medicine. We provide behavioral health services in many of our clinics, integrated within our primary care practices. We help facilitate access to other specialty services in local communities. We have partnerships with local hospitals and dentists in our communities to accept our patients.
Are you partnered with both hospitals in our area?
We are, and we, participate in, a variety of different activities across the community. We, patient choice is always is what drives, drives a referral process. The relationship between the physician and the patient. Our doctors will make referrals to whatever facility the patient wants to. Have additional services provided if we don't provide those in-house.
Residents around this area may not realize that, how different it is going to the doctor here as opposed to in a metropolitan area. I've been a transplant for a few years now. Came from the Metro Detroit area, and when you wanted to go see a doctor, unless you were going to the hospital for, emergency or surgery, you went to a doctor's office, and usually doctors had their own private practices dotted around the landscape there, and you found one you liked and went there. And then when it was time to go to the hospital, if you were going there through your doctor, they would refer you to one and you would go. Here I go see a doctor up in the EP Health System Portage, and I go to the hospital to see that doctor when I go there. Now, with the clinic, does that allow you to be able to kind of skip going to the hospital every time that you want to see a doctor?
Well, I'm not quite exactly sure how to answer your question. I get in a sense that maybe I don't understand your question completely, but let me talk a little bit about community health centers. So, in healthcare and medicine has changed significantly over the years. The folks in rural communities, like the Upper Peninsula, healthcare, the delivery of healthcare in rural areas across the United States is very different than in urban areas. one of the important facts that really brings light to this is that, only 10% of physicians practice in rural areas across America. Yet 1/4 of the people in the United States live in rural America. And so, your example of a number of private physician practices in an urban area really is indicative of where those folks are concentrated. And so big cities like Detroit and Chicago and other metro areas, have large health systems. Typically, those hospitals had a network of independent physician practices that sprung up around the hospital. The hospitals were used as workshops for the physician to see their patients, to care for them, and provide continuity of care to ensure that they had and quality specialty services available to them, and the primary care physicians did have their private practices out in the community. In rural areas, it's much more difficult to be able to establish and maintain a independent physician practice. And, you know, there are many changes, you know, and physicians listening in your audience will may listen to this. I mean, there are a number of factors that make it difficult for a physician as an independent business person to maintain a private practice. You know, there are requirements for billing that are onerous and challenging for folks to be able to keep up with all of the red tape and paperwork that's involved. Smaller communities across America, like here in the Copper Country, have integrated systems oftentimes. And so the hospitals would employ physicians and maintain them and provide the infrastructure and the staff support to assist those physicians in filing the claims and doing the medical records and meeting all the various clinical performance metrics and standards that are required by various organizations like Medicare and Medicaid and Blue Cross Blue Shield and other third-party payers. So, you know, even though you may travel to a, quote, hospital facility to see your physician, oftentimes, in this case, you know, our practice, Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center, up at the hospital facility in Hancock at UP Health System Portage is in the hospital building. So the physicians that work for Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center at Hancock Family Health Center, from pediatrics to obstetrics and GYN care and family medicine, Dr. Anderson, Dr. Cass, Dr. Meyer, Dr. Holliday, Dr. Sripipan, Dr. Colleen Vlad Hicks, all practice within Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center in that facility where Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center rents space from the hospital, and we provide services to our patients. It's convenient for our patients. You know, as they come in to see the physician, if they need a lab test or an x-ray, it's a one-stop shop, and they're able to have that procedure or additional service provided without having the inconvenience of going somewhere else. You know, many of our other clinics, you know, the Lake Linden Clinic with Dr. McConnon, he will see his patients there, but he has x-ray services available in his building. We do phlebotomy and lab testing in that facility. Likewise, at the Houghton Family Health Center with Dr. Trusok and Dr. Hellman and Dr. Liston and young Dr. Anderson, you know, we have x-ray and lab services within in that building as well as a pharmacy. So really it's about patient convenience and trying to consolidate services for patients in a single location, so it's easier for everybody to access those services.
And you did answer my question, actually. I probably didn't ask it clearly enough, but yeah, you got around definitely to it. The part that I guess I really wasn't clear on was, you know, when I picture the clinics, I picture, you know, sort of either a standalone or part of, you know, like in Calumet where they're up in the Mine Street station up there. But yeah, now that you've described it, I know when I go to the UP Health System Portage and I go in there and pretty much you walk in the straight doors and in the front doors and head straight back, I can now picture in my mind, yeah, the sign of the Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center right up there, and that's where I see my doctor. So I just didn't realize that was a clinic within inside the hospital there.
It's kind of a medical mall concept, you know, and it really, they're designed, you know, the integrated systems and doing everything that we can to create convenience for the patient, the people that come in, you know, many of us, I mean, we all work for a living, and most of us work, you know, from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 or 6 o'clock at night. You know, it's difficult for folks, one, to get off of work oftentimes to go in and see their physician or to bring their child in for a well child visit with their pediatrician and then need to go somewhere else for a lab test or some other procedure or service. We want to make sure that it's as convenient as possible for patients and respectful of their time. You know, so it's a challenge to provide healthcare in rural communities. You know, unlike an urban area, you may have a number of services all within, you know, one or two blocks of a major hospital facility that a person, you know, could access and have a choice of, or even in the suburbs, there are many providers of services, healthcare services that an individual could access. It's much different for us in the Upper Peninsula. We all know, you know, you don't going anywhere in the UP. You know, it takes time. It's get in the car and travel, and it's a challenge for folks that live here.
Now, the way that you're able to sort of share resources with the hospital systems, both some space that you have there, and does that translate to cost savings for a patient? As you know, but medical insurance nowadays doesn't always cover everything, so cost of our medical care is something we have to look for to or look out for. So when we go to the clinic, do we see any benefit of that?
Well, let me give you a. I'm going to give you a long answer.
Okay.
To kind of a short question. So let me talk a little bit about community health centers across the country. So this is National Health Service National Health Center Week, and the community health centers in this country, believe it or not, got started in 1965 under the President Johnson administration and his war on poverty. You know, what started out to be a pilot project with the federal government, there was a young physician, Dr. Jack Geiger, who was practicing medicine in, overseas, had experience in rural communities in Africa where there was a kind of an upwelling of community support for neighborhood clinics that was really impactful, and it had compounded benefits in one to the community, but also for the patients that use the services, but also reduced healthcare costs and improved health outcomes for those people in the community. Back in the 60s, when this project was developed, there was a proposal to the Federal Economic Development Office to establish two neighborhood clinics. One was in Mississippi and one was in Boston, Massachusetts as a trial. The health centers that started in 1965 have now grown across this country to well over 1,400 organizations across the United States that are part of the Community Health Center Network. There are 9,200 locations across the country. We serve 1 in 15 patients in the United States. So last year, community health centers provided health care to over 23 million people. The quality of service at health centers is exceptional and is at as good or better than other comparable providers. Community Health Center Network nationally is the largest provider of primary care in the country. So some of the statistics, that I think are maybe important for folks maybe to understand about community health centers and how it relates to saving costs. In Michigan, health centers save about $144 per patient in Medicaid spending annually. And overall, health centers save about $24 billion in healthcare costs to the country. $11 in economic activity for every dollar of federal money that's contributed to the health center projects, is generated in communities. We bring savings to Medicare. Total costs for health center patients with Medicaid are $414 less than those served by other providers across the country. We've lowered Medicare spending by up to 30% within the health center network. So, from a national perspective, this initiative has bipartisan support, and I mean from both sides of the aisle. Health centers are a vital part of the delivery of quality healthcare services and population health management nationally. At the local level, here's how it relates to the individual, which is really important. These programs have been designed to serve vulnerable populations, underserved areas, rural communities across the country. Many people, live at or below the federal poverty guidelines. Community health centers are required to provide services on a sliding fee. to individuals who qualify. So all of our patients who come in, whether on Blue Cross Blue Shield or they purchased a product off the exchange because you know they had to buy insurance over the last year or so, are walked through our affordable care program, and we identify and work with that individual patient and their family to determine where they fit within our affordable care program. And so oftentimes we'll, you know, for some people, a primary care visit, depending on their family size and income, can be as little as $25. You know, for the other folks, we have a graduated scale that kind of makes it more affordable for some folks. In particular, we have an elderly population. Many people are on fixed incomes, they're on Medicare. You know, co-pays are significant for them. We have what's called a safe harbor, or the ability to kind of work with that patient to either waive those co-pays or, you know, set up payment plans that make it affordable for patients to have health care. Our goal is one, we accept everybody, and we don't deny services to people, and we, you know, want to ensure that we have a positive working relationship between the patient and the physician. We don't want financial challenges to get in between that.
Talking right now with Don Simula. He's the CEO of Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center. Coming up this week is the National Health Center Week. And Don, talk about what you're going to be doing to commemorate this.
So Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center, along with health centers across the country, are providing a number of events to celebrate National Health Center Week. I mean, in particular, Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center has a coloring contest through our pediatric clinic all week. There'll be prizes for participation. We have a kickoff celebration and a cookout that's Monday, August 10th from 11 to 1 at our Calumet Clinic. We're anticipating that Representative Scott DeAnda will join us, you know, for that kickoff event. We have blood drives, and I just want to say a little bit about, you know, right now the Regional Blood Center is in, you know, there's a critical need for blood, you know, across the upper peninsula. We do everything that we can to help support the Regional Blood Center. So we're doing blood drives in Ontonagon on Tuesday from 4 to 7, and in our Gwynn Clinic on Thursday, August 13th from 10 to noon. We have a community health fair with a booth vendors and a farmer's market participants at our Lake Linden Clinic on Thursday, August 13th from 3 to 6. And all of our clinics are participating in patient appreciation activities and school supply collections at all of our sites to help kids with, you know, the upcoming school year.
Now, what's the purpose of the week? You obviously want to create awareness of the clinics.
And nationally, the whole idea, I think, is one, we're celebrating 50 years of service to the residents of our communities across the country. And so we want to make sure that folks are aware of the community health centers in their local community, that they understand that affordable access to health care is available in their local community. And it's really an awareness campaign that we're doing.
If people want to find out more information about it, how do they do that?
You know, there are a number of interesting, for those that are surfing the internet, there's a National Association of Community Health Centers. You could do a search for the National Association of Community Health Centers. It has a really nice website that kind of talks about the services and health centers across the country. HRSA, HRSA.gov, also has a really comprehensive website about community health centers and National Health Service loan repayment programs and a variety of other services and rural health clinics and so on. So we have a lot of information available locally. You can reach out to our office at 483-1705 and talk with one of our outreach folks, Iola Brubaker, locally would be the person that would be available to provide more information.
Looking ahead into the future, what sort of obstacles and other needs does the health centers have that, you know, you can see that, you know, you'll need to tackle in order to keep providing the same level of service?
Well, you know, I mean, I think our country is faced with a number of challenges in regard to healthcare. I mean, with the expansion of insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act, Michigan's expansion of Medicaid through Healthy Michigan Plan, which are all wonderful. I mean, people have coverage of some sort, and it helps them to access healthcare. Our challenge is having enough providers, you know, to see all of these people across not only the country but even locally. You know, there's a significant demand. It's, you know, healthcare and working in a medical clinic. I mean, if you can imagine, it's challenging, and there's a constant flow of patients through the office every day. We love to see those folks, and we love to do everything that we can to assist them in their overall health. And but having enough people to be able to provide the service is a real challenge. I think there are a number of things that happen, you know, with payment reform and meeting all of the various requirements of payers, you know, from Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan, and Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services. Paperwork is always an ongoing challenge. So maintaining the support structure is a real challenge. I think in many respects, doing more in our country to help support and create interest in health professions within our local community schools and in our universities and colleges, finding folks that have a vocation to care for their friends and neighbors and really see healthcare as an important life choice for a career.
And hopefully, the aftermath of the Affordable Care Act begins to sort of settle down. I just know from since it's gone into effect, I've gone through four medical care providers, insurance, health care, and started from the exchange to two versions of my Healthy Michigan plan to now on my employer, which has nothing to do with the exchange, nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. But in a span of about a year, and for someone who takes medication for a chronic condition, every single time it changed, I had to go through the reapproval process and find a way how is this going to get paid. And I'm just one person. I'll multiply that by, you know, how many millions supposedly are being covered by this. And now you're dealing with that sort of right at the front desk.
It is. And our front desk folks are very willing and able to assist. One of the nice things about our community health centers, we provide enabling services to our patients. I mean, for folks, as you describe, who have changes in their insurance or are wondering what their insurance benefits are, or how to interpret them, and whether or not they qualify for some of our sliding fee programs. We have a discounted pharmacy service that may be available to many patients that we can provide medications that at a reduced cost that are made available to us through negotiations with drug manufacturers. We have folks on site that provide that service at no charge, and we'll work with patients to really understand what their benefits are, or even assist with enrolling in various benefit programs, with health plans.
Very good that you have that too. I'm talking with now with Don Simula. He's CEO of the Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center. Coming up, the National Health Center Week, August 9th through the 15th, with many events coming that are going to commemorate this week. Don, just one more time here as we're closing out the program. If somebody wants to get a list of those events and find out more information about each one, is there a best place for them to go, a website or a phone number?
Well, we have a website. It's www.uglhealth.org. That's www.uglhealth.org. We have a phone number. It's 906-483-1705. Iola Brubaker is our outreach coordinator in the Copper Country, and Iola does a wonderful job with outreach and organizing community events and helping folks understand some of the services that we provide across the Copper Country and across Central and Western Upper Peninsula. So, yeah, feel free to give her a call.
Don, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.